Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County supervisors are backing state legislation that would help make the county a so-called abortion access safe haven. This comes after news that the U.S. Supreme Court may be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. The bill would create a pilot program to expand access to reproductive services to county residents and others regardless of where they live. There's a $20 million state funding request for the proposed pilot program. Supervisor Holly Mitchell says the money may not be enough to meet what she calls the brutal need of those seeking care.
But for us here in LA County, it's an important step to show that we are standing in solidarity and we are doing our part in the fight to preserve access to all reproductive services for all women and girls.
The Supreme Court Chief Justice has confirmed that the draft opinion published by Politico is authentic. A final ruling is expected later this year in the case. Abortion rights demonstrators took to the streets of downtown Los Angeles yesterday. Last night, some clashed with police. LAPD Chief Michael Moore says several demonstrators began to take an intersection near Pershing Square. A dispersal order was issued. Moore says some people started throwing rocks and bottles at officers. One was hurt. The department declared a citywide tactical alert. Prosecutors in Sacramento have filed murder charges in the mass shooting that left six people dead last month. The district attorney says Smiley Martin and his brother DeAndre, along with Matula Payton, are eligible for the death penalty, but that has not been decided yet. A gang feud sparked the gunfire before dawn on April 3rd as patrons of bars and clubs poured out into downtown streets. One of the alleged shooters is among the half dozen people who were killed. Two others were among the wounded. Police say that at least five people fired weapons. Comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked by an unidentified man during a performance at the Hollywood Bowl. That man was grabbed by security guards and subdued after he rushed the comedian. Video shows the man being placed on a gurney and into an ambulance. Chappelle continued with the show, apparently unharmed, after the attacker was taken away. Starting June 1st, millions of Southern Californians will not be able to water their lawns for more than once a week. But there are 14 cities in the Metropolitan Water District's service area that are exempt from the new drought restrictions, ranging from Compton to Beverly Hills. KPCC's Aaron Stone looked into why.
The restrictions only apply to areas that get most of their water from Northern California through the State Water Project. Cities that are exempt from the new restrictions have access to other water supplies, like underground aquifers or the Colorado River. But Kurt Schwabe, an environmental policy professor at UC Riverside, says that shouldn't be the case.
It's not like we can say, well, the State Water Project is not doing so well, but look at Colorado, that's fine. That is not the case. So it seems like if there was ever a time to probably play it a bit safer, now is the time.
Schwabe says the river is stretched thin by long-running drought, and its reservoirs are at the lowest in history. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
Federal water officials say they will keep hundreds of billions of gallons of Colorado River water inside Lake Powell rather than let it flow downstream to southwestern states and Mexico. U.S. Assistant Secretary of Water and Science Tania Trujillo says that will allow the Glen Canyon Dam to keep producing electricity while they figure out how to operate the dam with less water. We're told the decision will not affect how much Colorado River water is available to cities and farms in California and other western states. The Los Angeles Unified School District has launched a program that will pay for wired internet connections in students' homes. KPCC's Kyle Stokes reports the school district has also committed to buying more laptops and tablets. The district estimates that one in five LAUSD students lacks internet at home or has substandard service. Early in the pandemic, LAUSD relied on mobile wireless hotspots to reach these students. Now, any LAUSD family can sign up through the district to receive wired in-home broadband internet. Either Charter Spectrum or AT&T will provide the service through June 2023. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says emergency federal money will cover most of the $50 million cost.
The policy nationally needs to shift because access to digital content with universal, ubiquitous, high-speed internet should not be dependent on a crisis or emergency.
Over the next year, Carvalho says the district also plans to purchase another 100,000 laptops and tablets so that every student has a device to take home. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
KPCC's Air Talk is hosting a series of conversations with candidates in the L.A. County Sheriff's race. Retired Sheriff's Captain Britta Steinbrenner says the department needs to rebuild trust, credibility, and accountability.
First and foremost, we are going to be known for community policing, not our deputy gangs.
Steinbrenner says that she wants to bridge the gap between the department and the community.
Unit commanders, the station captains, they have to take ownership of their command, which means they have to get to know their people. They have to know their community members, their business districts. They have to have town hall meetings to keep everyone together.
More sheriff's candidates will be joining Air Talk in the coming days. You can find more information about the upcoming election on our website at laist.com/voter-game-plan. Amazon is planning to create 2,500 corporate and technical jobs in Southern California. That includes more than 1,000 positions in Santa Monica, where the company has signed a lease for a 200,000-square-foot space at the Water Garden office complex. And more than 800 jobs are coming to Irvine, where Amazon plans to open another big facility at the Spectrum Terrace development. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.